From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf denies that Benazir Bhutto died because of a security lapse. And today he defended his government against accusations that it is to blame for the opposition leader's death last week. NPR's Philip Reeves reports from Islamabad.
It's a week since the assassination of Benazir Bhutto. In the streets of Pakistan's capital, Islamabad, her supporters gather to remember her. At the same time, not far away, President Pervez Musharraf is tackling hostile questions from the foreign media.
I wondered whether you could explain how Pakistan can make the peaceful transition to democracy when many people in the country believe you have blood on your hands over Benazir Bhutto's death.
Musharraf said it was beneath his dignity to answer that question, but he did.
I'm not a feudal. And I'm not a tribal. I have been brought up in a very educated and civilized family, which believes in values, which believes in principles, which believes in character. My family is not a family which believes in killing people, assassinating, intriguing. And that is all that I want to say.
Musharraf had plenty to say, though, about allegations that Bhutto's death was because of lax security. Bhutto died as she left a political rally in the city of Rawalpindi. Musharraf said she had proposed going to the same spot a few weeks earlier.
We knew, the intelligence agencies knew there is a threat. And we told her not to go. And we stopped her from going. This time she again decided to go and she went. So therefore she went on her own volition, ignoring the threat.
Musharraf said there were more than 1,000 police at the rally where Bhutto was attacked, on the ground and on surrounding rooftops. Bhutto had 4 mobile units with 30 officers, he said. She also had a bulletproof rostrum and car. People who'd stayed inside that car had been unharmed, he said, but Bhutto decided to poke her head out of the sunroof.
Who is to blame for her coming out of the vehicle and standing outside? Who is to blame? The law enforcement agency?
As allegations about Bhutto's assassination fly thick and fast, Musharraf has been struggling to get his arguments across. Many suspect Pakistan's intelligence agencies were involved. Musharraf denies this, though he admits mistakes were made by the authorities, like hosing down the scene of Bhutto's killing. He insists her assassination was the work of Islamist militants, the same people, he said today, who've carried out 19 suicide bombings in Pakistan in the last 3 months, mostly against the Pakistani military and intelligence agencies. He said the Islamist extremists are the only people who use suicide bombers.
No intelligence organization of Pakistan, I think, is capable of indoctrinating a man to blow himself up.
Musharraf particularly blames a tribal militant called Bayatullah Masood in Waziristan, who he alleges is linked to Al-Qaeda. Musharraf was asked why Pakistani forces don't simply go into Waziristan and get him.
And let me tell you that getting him in that place means battling against thousands of people, hundreds of people who are his followers. If you try to attack, it means maybe a divisional effort going in to attack with all deaths all around him.
This was a robust performance by Musharraf, considering the turmoil his country's in. However, every now and then, he showed signs of bitterness, especially towards the Western press.
I know what you people are writing, what is being written everywhere, and I don't believe whatever you write.
He had some questions of his own.
Why do you think you are correct in the West? And why do you think they are not correct in China? I'm afraid you live in your environment and you see every developing country from your environment and you also want to impose your environment on that developing country. That is where you go wrong.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Islamabad.